So, Okay. Where is that? Well, we're going to go with it. This works. okay, so we'll go over our minutes from last time. We kind of went over our bylaws. We talked about our COVID and our, cases that we had and things like that. We were really good. We went over the minutes, 1525, which is the adoption of our new health book. Instead of opting in for the certain reproductive chapters, opt out, it's an opt in now. So you'll all get a letter saying that you want your child to actually begin for those chapters, and I'll go over more of that. Then we talked about our ESSER 2 and our ESSER 3 funds that we received because of COVID, and we our teachers all received a $700 stipend on their check that we paid for out of there, as well as technology. We bought some things for the high school EKG machines that we're actually going to have starting in January with EKG class for CTE, so that was pretty cool. Transportation, we've ordered 2 new buses. They're probably not going to be there until next year, but we have ordered 2 new buses and we need to have other buses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was Dr. Matthews, too. Yeah.
Red Ribbon Week, we had Jeff Galvin. How did y'all like the speaker?
I loved him. He was pretty cool.
Good, good. He had a neat story. He actually got out of speaking, and he's doing a lot with mental health in Florida. They've opened a company down there, so he doesn't really go around and speak a lot anymore, but he came here and he spoke. That was really good. He spoke to the kids how it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to ask for help. What takeaways did you all remember you got from the
sometimes you need to just sympathize with the person, listen, and they're venting.
Yes, yeah, and that does help. So that, and that's what he talked about was, if there's somebody sitting by themselves, go talk to them for them. So I thought that was really good. Then we talked about, Brittany, you stated that PE was going really well for I've been on with middle school and walked in there a few times, and I really like what's going on in there. Do y'all have any comments on that? Good things seem to be okay for middle school.
I don't think it's as great as it was in the beginning, but it's better than.
One thing that I did like with going into this is, even though it's not the health book that I would like, there are some curriculums for our PE classes that I have talked to maintenance about the holes in the walkways that you talked about. So hopefully I think what they can do is just plug those up. And then we talked about extra time for tutoring other than just in the mornings. I've talked with Shannon. I know that they have that fly time, which can be open to more than just students that have not passed the STAR test. So have you noticed, is that any better?
Abby doesn't go for that time. She gets pulled out of Coach Hamilton's class for hers because is it white Coach? So I guess because of how his schedule is, she has to get pulled out of another class. So in fly time, she just goes fly time and sits there.
Oh, so she didn't get into it.
Only if she needs help and she has to redo something in the class.
Yeah.
But other than that, when I'm up there, she's walking the hall.
I will. I'll let you know, and I will talk to Shannon about that because we want to utilize as much time as we
can. I mean, like today, she will go to Hawthorne to retake a test that she didn't do good on. You know, like any other time, it's every Monday she gets taken out of Hamilton's because he is not a core class for testing. So she gets taken out of his class every Monday.
The whole class.
I think she's in there for attendance and just to see like what they're doing, and then she has to leave. So it's kind of, I don't like it because I'm like, even though you don't test on it, you're still missing the majority of your class to go do something. I feel like if they're going to do something like that, then it needs to be, you know, pretty reasonable times or not have a coach to do it.
History. And it's still not, she still has history tests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just not like the star.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just
don't she's still held accountable for all the teeth that are in
yes.
that class.
Mm-hmm. And thankfully, she's doing good, but what if she wasn't?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And when she's pulled out with what does she do?
I don't know. She doesn't tell me. She's like, we go and work on stuff.
Okay. So is that like all the kids do that in different classes?
I don't know about all the kids, but they were like, if they failed a star test last year, then if you failed one, it was what, 30 minutes a day?
30 minutes, you have to at least 300 an hour.
Yes, and if you failed two, they would pull away, take away one of your electives. Mm-hmm. So you would have that full hour.
Yeah. All right, well, let me check on that and just see. I know with other students at the elementary level, if they're needing to, then that's what they do. They will have science or social studies.
Mm-hmm.
Or after they taught the lesson and they're in their centers doing individual activities, then they'll pull them out.
Which I had to ask Abby. I was like, do you want me to say anything, you know, to change? And she's like, well, it's fine. It's Coach Hamilton's class.
Yeah.
That's not the point.
Yeah, I think we probably all have coaches that guy coaches.
Uh-huh. But she goes to a coach, but she's like, the reason why they have to do that is because when fly time is, he's not here.
Right, that's his schedule.
So okay. I don't like that. She has Taylor for fly time.
Yeah, I know that we did just have a meeting, and one of the things that they have asked for is another aid.
Mm-hmm. That's not enough. There's a lot.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll check on that. And then let me see. Y'all stated that baking has not been an issue. Not an issue.
I don't know anything much about it.
That's great. I think it's a little different. Oh, sorry. I think it's a little different at the high school, possibly, but we're trying to do all we can. I know they've got something else.
Oh.
Well, the
obviously,
that too, but just working in the session stand on the original day.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
during school?
Yeah, like on the other side of that concession day,
That's how they're
supposed
to
be.
That shouldn't happen
between girls or guys. Like, yeah, when she's trying to, she's like, no, I can go back there and it's like, that's nice.
I wonder Brianna never, she's like, I don't know.
She just keeps talking about that freshman group, how strange.
I'm like, okay, I don't know.
So, I'll talk to Perry about that, but.
Yeah,
because there's so many.
I've seen it just saying it like one second. I don't have a heart. I'm like, all the time, one trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Really
well, even if it's a guy.
What are you supposed to
say? Well, I'm just saying, when stuff like that goes on, they know when they shouldn't be doing that. You know, so if Dr. Curry's around, if Mr. Adamley's around, they're not going to do that. They're not even thinking that you might go say something. And so it's good to have other eyes.
No, I know, but what are they supposed to do about it? We can't just have somebody stand in the bathroom all day long.
Right.
I mean, what do you do?
Well, the only thing that I think is if, and you know, nobody wants to stand up and say anything, but you know, they say it's stitches get stitches or whatever. But you know, they she needs to know that it's at least going on, and then you know, maybe have somebody walk in and monitor the bathroom. That's doing that, you know, there's two girls in the stall together.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they're in the stall or what they're doing, but apparently, I don't know how often it's happening, but apparently, there's girls in the bathroom.
Well, I don't even like to walk down the hall and see a bathroom girl with their arms around each other. If they're holding hands, I don't have an issue with that, but I'll have to look, see what the policy is on infection and stuff like that. Shop records, have you gotten all your shop records yet? No, okay. I did talk to Tanya about that, and we're gonna see what we can do to try to get something changed for next year on that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that was pretty much all that we talked about last month. So I'll go over these. One thing I want to show y'all, it's super, super easy. I hope it's still on. So this is one of the websites. All you have to do is type in where these bullets are, just type those in, and it will pull up every one of those. The presentation that I went to included all but the McGraw-Hill. I'm just going to show you this one. This textbook, the teachers teach TEKS, which is your Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills. This textbook is Texas-based. I fell in love with it as soon as I walked out there, I could have left and never even went to the rest of them because it seems like this one matches everything that we need. But I do want to give all of them to Coach Slagel, let her look at them because ultimately she's the one who teaches it. This textbook is the only one of any of these that has been approved by Texas Education Agency. It's based in Texas. Teachers wrote it. One of the ladies that was there that presented it is one of the authors of it. The chapters that have to be opted into or will actually be pulled from this book, this is the old edition. They're still working on the new one. They're pulling those chapters out. They won't even be included. So when the child has the book, it's not going to do any good if they are, you know, opted out or opted in, if it's in the textbook, because they're going to see it all. With this textbook, it won't. It's completely separate. So the textbook will be taught up until those chapters. If you're opted in, then you get the other textbook. And it's not one that's going to leave the classroom. It's going to stay in the classroom so that they can go home and share it with their friends that are opted out. The other thing that I think is really good about this, during those chapters, say your child opts in, your child is not going to be there. They have made additional activities for the children that are not going to be in the classroom for those specific chapters. And they're health-related topics. So you can go online, you can look at this. It also integrates with our Canvas, so the child can be at school. They can assign it on our Canvas, which is really cool. Throughout the whole text, there is social and emotional learning in every chapter all the way through. So, you know, we're getting all of the issues that our kiddos are having nowadays and all the things that we're having to go through. It's the last four. It comes in print and digital. Let's see if there's anything else. It can be accessed on their mobile phone or on an iPad, a laptop, or the computer. So I really feel like that this is probably, I mean, I don't know, I'm going to let Coach Slagel decide, but with it 100% aligned to our Texas TEKS, it's the only one that has been approved through TEA. The chapters that we might not want our kiddos to see are not going to be in the book. So this one I thought was, well, the next two I thought were really cool for maybe just PE, but not for health. These three only align 80% with our teats, and TEA does not approve any of these three. These would be okay to take to middle school and talk to Shannon and to talk to the coaches about maybe doing community with them. But I do want you to at least look at them. This is the McGraw Fields. They were not there that day. We do have McGraw Field now, is what Coach Staple was telling me. There's content in here that would be the opt-out or the opt-in that anybody would have access to, whether you want them in there during that specific chapters or not. That's just my opinion, is if it's in there, they're going to be looking at it. So why would you want to, you know, pull them from being taught if it's in there and they can see it?
Why would you not want to be taught any of it?
This is my opinion. And our next meeting, when Coach Slagle's here, she could probably tell you more about it. My opinion is, if you're going to teach your children about the birds and the bees, you might not want somebody else teaching, because you might not know what they're teaching them, especially with today's topics. I never had a problem with it. When we were in school, I remember learning about it. I don't know what my kids learned. You know, there was no opt-in or opt-out. You were taught. But I think some parents nowadays would rather teach their children those topics rather than somebody that they don't know and with a textbook that they don't know about. I mean, that's the only thing that I can figure out. But anyways, that's them. You have the websites, or you have the names of them. It's really easy. You just type it in. Just don't go to the ones that say ad on it. Go down until you find the actual, and it's the very first ones after the ads. So any questions on any of them that you guys not have? She was great to come listen to. They also offer professional development. So if, you know, whichever one we do adopt, they will come and talk to the teacher about it, which I know Coach Slagle will be doing. They'll come and, you know, talk with a few other teachers. Okay. If no questions on that, then I guess we're just open for new discussions or, you know, any topics that you all feel that we need to discuss. Lunchroom, anything that has to do with our mental health? Yes.
Will the lunch schedules A and B stay the same next year?
As far as I know, usually they will. I guess it just really depends on what schedule that they do. Why? What's
the schedule all like? A with as many kids that could fit to lunchroom, and B with all the kids that just didn't fit in lunchroom.
Does it carry on up to the high school?
I feel like you should have done like 5th and 6th and 7th and 8th together.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing it so weird. Like the only advantage that I could have been with my younger friends, but I can't even do that because we have to sit at 20 tables.
So your A lunch has 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade?
No,
6th, 7th,
and
8th.
5th grade,
12 years old. So you think it should be 5th and
6th
and
7th
and
8th? Sure. Over like the month, I've been seeing kids from B lunch come into A lunch, and I've been wondering, where are they? Yeah. It's nice to see them.
Well, let me check. You know, you guys are the ones that have to live it. So let me talk to her and so just have super
happy. Yes.
You should see there's.
I'm in B lunch, and so there's sometimes like next to different years really crowded.
So like B lunch is different.
B lunch is all the kids who couldn't fit into A lunch.
But it's still 6, 7, 8.
Yes.
So there's 6, 7, 8 A and 6, 7, 8.
I thought it corresponded with fly time. That's what I thought it was.
Okay. It's all about who your sixth period teacher is.
Mm-hmm.
But it is crowded. Even stopping concession, there's kids behind the concession thing, just sitting there.
Yeah, I see them all over.
And then on the table sitting, but I think Sheena was supposed to be getting some extra tables because PTO bought so many tables.
Oh,
for them. I have no clue. I think it's not like more inside the cafeteria. I think it's more for like in that open area.
Because you could put a whole line of tables out there on both sides. It would be, yes. I see a lot of schools with that.
But y'all have a sign seating?
No, don't.
That would be something that we can know about. Assuming a place for open.
That's what we asked last year, but it was like it's hard to find somebody to monitor the kids outside and keep monitoring the ones that are inside. We've asked about maybe finding, we've already talked to Sheena about maybe finding a spot where we can do picnic tables outside.
Area, if we didn't have much trash,
Oh, that's terrible.
That would be a neat little area right there.
Can we just take the trash cans and put them over where the bus is?
Thanks.
She's like, what
did
I do to you?
Let me talk
to her. Because I try to look when, because you got the hill from the band hall, but it's too hilly. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, well, what about the other spot on the other side where it's kind of flat, but then it like inflects when it rains. Mm-hmm. So that wouldn't work either.
Yeah, but if those trash cans aren't there, that would ship a day up.
Yep.
Where they could come out this way and go back there. Mm-hmm. We have enough people in our community that would be willing to. I mean, I would definitely be.
Because we donated her some money and she ordered, I want to say, 5 round tables with chairs that we were thinking about picnic tables for outside on the pretty days.
Yeah. Let me see. I know I do some schools that I've been to, they have some really neat outside
people. It would be nice if they could go down the hill to that flat area where those basketball courts and stuff would be, but that's an awful long way for them.
Okay, anything else from you guys?
About that lovely situation last week, that's kind of the elephant in the room, maybe. I don't know, my phone blew up on.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I've not been told one way. I just know that it's been investigated.
I know they were offered a reward in middle school for any information.
They were.
$200.
I was reaching to scope them, like, I know who it was.
Yes. So apparently, she like switched on one when she got found out.
I don't know. I just know that the kids have been great, and from what I've been told from the kids have been great. Middle school and high school, trying to help them find out what it was.
By the end of the day, the high school reward was bumped up to 400.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know about
that. So it started and I was in the morning, and then I was told later on.
It was addressed. Immediately. I received a text. I immediately sent it over, and they had already started.
And I mean, I'm in a Facebook group for pharmacists nationwide, and it's not just here.
Right.
There were Colorado, South Carolina, Washington, it's almost like, I don't know, I hate to like say it, but it was almost like a TikTok thing where it took, just to kind of see, but.
I do think they should have emailed the parents like they've done before about like when that alarm went off, because I don't have social media and that's where they posted it. About they knew about this, so it's like, well, they should have sent that to my parents too instead of my kid texting me.
Yeah,
I just feel like the school itself should have emailed if they can have time to put it on social media, then they should have had time to email it.
Not all parents are on social media or take the time to be on social media.
That's a thing, no matter what the topic is. Mm-hmm. Like the people that aren't on social media,
they
don't know about things.
Yeah. So maybe you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, so. I mean, I wouldn't have known
to agree with like PYA's not that season. I mean, like on occasion, I know we'll get something in their folder.
Yeah.
But then there are times where the teacher fails to put it in the kid's folder. Well, you know, I'm just giving little examples, but
no,
and
but
I know
you're
those
right.
are different, but like school wide, it is it's hard to reach everybody.
Yeah.
So an email, phone call, that kind of stuff. It works.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it because I don't have social media.
I'll bring that up. And you know, and I think, you know, because like you said, the TikTok to social media. I think that that's what we need to focus on, because social media, yeah, I think is, in my opinion, the scam of social media, without a doubt. I see it happening, you know, all the time, not just with school age kiddos, you're talking adults. Yeah. And so I think that that should be our next topic for a speaker. Is to talk about social media and the correct way to use it and how bad it can be, but then also how good it can be. Anyways, anything else? How's nursing going?
It's good. Just, you know, kids not wanting to be here, so training being sick.
Yes.
Yeah. So they like me up there for a while.
Yeah, love it. Yeah, I had one this morning. One this morning was already telling me on the bus. Go see the nurse.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
The teacher's sending them, no fever. Parents are like, no fever, I'm not coming to pick them up.
Yeah.
So, okay, bye. Go back to class.
Exactly.
That's good, though. I can't complain. I just have a few, like I said, on those immunization steps. That's really our biggest.
Well, and we'll see what we can do to change or to be stricter on that.
Be awesome. Have it before you start school, otherwise.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
And it's across the board, you know.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it would eliminate a lot. Yeah.
Okay, well, our next meeting is where the end of the college.
I will say I wasn't shocked. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Somehow I had it on my calendar. I don't know where it came from. I don't recall it. I usually
have it on there, and I didn't. I was like, oh, where's the bag?
Yeah.
Everybody get your phone.
Well, what I need to do is
February 8th.
Just send a calendar invite.
Yes.
Morning.
Bye. Are you coming with us?
Look, everybody has their phones out when he walks in.
And, we're going to our next meeting. Yeah.
Isn't it
at
9? We're going down for
8. Okay, I'll be down there.
Nope, no rush.
All right, thank you. 9 a.m. February the 8th, and we'll have front coach label here.
Okay.
And like I said, I'm going to run these up to her as soon as I get out of the next meeting. And that would be the first time I'm going to do it.
It's not really too big deal, but my friend Carly, she's in seventh grade, but she's in advanced English math because her school taught, I guess, above seventh grade. Oh, she taught English today.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been having to miss athletics, but next year she won't be able to join athletics either because she has to go to the high school to take math there.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that there'd be any way for her to athletics and math?
I've been talking with Ms. Edwards about that, and we're hoping that the math schedule will work out where she can do that, because she still needs the athletics. Sweet girl. She's a sweet girl.
Okay.
Well, if there's no,
I have one more question.
Okay.
So you had mentioned Canvas earlier. Is there a standard expectation for teachers as far as how they post assignments, where they post them, what grading things that they use? I mean, I don't know. I mean, my kids, hello, senior and a sophomore, and I'm still learning. And I've been here for 8 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I know just from myself being in the classroom, I would do things different than the next teacher. But, you know, you still have to follow the same standards. So what I would do, because I have no clue on that, I would talk with Dr. Curry. I would email Dr. Curry and just ask her what the, you know, when are they supposed to post the grades and how often do they post assignments and things like that. Because I really don't
know. Is that what you mean by how often is put them in? Is that what you're...
I know one teacher doesn't put hers until last minute.
Well, online, like last year, mm-hmm. when COVID was a big thing, mm-hmm. and people went online a lot. I flipped out because it said that I had missing assignments on Canvas, but it was actually work that I was already doing in class, so I naturally flipped out, then you had like 10 zeros lined up in the grade book.
I know the teachers like bumped our final grade up like a lot, like for a lot of kids, because nobody knew what they were doing in class. That was scary.
Yeah, that was tough. It was tough for you guys.
I got one of done 2 days early just as I was recording. We had to recover from it.
That's mental health there.
Yes.
Freaked out.
Uh-huh.
And then,
yes.
But I have some friends that they're not computer savvy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say, well, check here, they don't have a clue.
I tried to download the parent Canvas and it won't let me.
I mean, it's.
There's a parent Canvas.
There's a parent Canvas. I mean, it's just a lot of.
Well, I hate that they make them use their phones. It's like, oh, take a picture of your homework and then you have to submit a Canvas. My kid gets her phone taken away on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
And it irritates me to the max when she was like,
they have to submit things with their phones.
Yeah.
What if a kid doesn't have a phone?
Exactly. So Brianna didn't have her phone yesterday because she's grounded. The teacher made her use another student's phone to take a picture of her work to submit it to Canvas. So we tell our kids in middle school, no phones, no phones, no phones, no phones, no phones. And then in high school, it's like, oh, we're going to use our phones for everything. Like, why we have a school computer that we have to pay insurance for when all the teachers are like, submit your work with your phone.
But I,
same thing,
I think it was the same.
Yeah.
I had it recently, but when she was in middle school, that was her way of being disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can come to work for 6 weeks, that in one time. And it was, you can't do that. I need my phone for school. And I'm like,
I know, like, Clara, she uses Flipgrid on stuff, which is okay. That's fine. But, like, all these other teachers are like, no, you have to take a picture of your homework with your phone, then you have to submit it to your Canvas because the computers don't take good pictures because we tried.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my kid's not always going to have a phone. So what about all these kids who don't have phones? What do they do?
I don't know.
I'm like, if they want all the work done on a computer, then don't have paper.
Mm-hmm.
Get it all done on there. Or you take it.
The teacher can't scan it into...
I guess not, because she was like one of her teachers.
Like an email, you know. And
we have a school email.
Or
we use our school emails for and it's like an email. That's where you get all your emails from. So just recently, we had a project in one of our business classes. And we would take photos from like with other people's phones. And we send it to our email, our school email, and we get it on our computer. So that's how it that's what we do.
I'm not there yet, but. That doesn't make any sense.
It needs to be streamlined.
Because not all kids have cell phones. My kid gets her phone taken away. I'm sorry, if you have homework this week, you're not getting your phone.
Yeah.
So the teacher made her use another person's phone to take a picture of her work to submit it. I'm like, well, why didn't the teacher just take that picture with her own phone and submit it?
Can phones, like when I was in school,
yeah.
I know a lot's changed since we were all in school, but we didn't even have our phone at school.
No,
you don't. But you can't have them in middle school, but in high school, it's like you can have them.
Well, I didn't know until I was 16, but you can just take things away. Like, why do we have to have, I feel like that would really solve a lot in high school, just not to have them. Maybe in your car.
I know Friday, they need to put them in buckets.
And
but they should have to.
The kids won't. They'll say, I don't have a phone, and they'll turn it off.
They'll find a way around it.
Yep.
Then that'll be all. Okay, but, I mean, I think there's a difference. There's even a difference in leaving it in your backpack
and
having it off, but like, I mean,
and there's some teachers that have the grid or the box or what have you, but then there's other teachers that when you finish your work,
you can
take
have
out your phone. So what does that say? That says to that student, you know what? I want to create with my work.
Yes,
and
they're on social
media.
That's how some of our classes were last year.
And they get it online. They get it at what? They're
social media
on lunch.
Now,
it's just the homework.
Mm-hmm.
No. If it's going to be done on the computer, that's the way the school needs it to be. Everybody needs to be on the computer, not the phone.
Sometimes it depends on what classroom, because if they even hear one, your like notifications go off, they'll jump on you and take your phone. But sometimes, like, multiple people got their phones taken off, like, it just falls on your phone.
And then there's the pay money to get your phone back.
To get
and
back.
If you get, like,
you get like a warning, and then you pay $5, and then it'll go up to like
it's 15.
So where does that money go to?
I'm gonna address the concerns and just see what.
Because she'd grab the brand new until after Christmas.
Oh, no.
Well, there's going to be some stuff in the fans paper.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and end our recording. If I can figure out how to do this.
I think it's
good
right
there.
Perfect.
And all the way.
Okay. I heard I'm not supposed to do that.